rundown sheet first.
Alright, so the very first thing we're looking at here is the rundown sheet. And if you look at the rundown sheet, there's really three main changes to this. So don't be too worried that, oh my god, all these changes are going to take place. So we have the same thing we're going to start out with this week as we did the previous 2 weeks. You have tails 1 and 2, T's 2, shot camera 2. You start off with a wide shot on camera 2, we zoom in slowly, life is good. We have an open sound on tape for the VTR. I'm going to show you that here in a second. We're pretty much using the same two opens all quarter long. Just I think the music's a little different. So here's where one change is. Tail 3, story 1, Army tank chase, close-up 1. That does not change there, but what does change is below where it says close-up. That would be a VO from the VTR, which means we have video for that. And then we're going to tag it back on camera 1. It's kind of what kind of lecture we talked about today. Okay? So that means for the VTR operator, when your open is done, once that's done, music's down, shove forward quickly. We got to get to that Army tank chase B-roll. Cue that up to the first second of the video and wait till your director says roll it and play. So we got to move a little quick. Okay? All right, so that's the main change right there. One of the three main changes. All right, so we go to fourth thing in the rundown here, tail 2, fire close at 3. Then we have tail 1, marathon expansion, close at 1. Toss the sports on a two-shot, both anchor mics up. Okay. So the first half of this newscast, one main change. And that's really just the lead news story as you roll with the text. Okay. Next change is on number 7 here. Tail 3, Tiger Grays, medium shot on 3, VO from the VTR. That's video from that as well, too. So we have B-roll for that. So again, as a tape operator, not only do you have your open, make sure, again, when you sit down at the tape deck on the play side, rewind the tape all the way back to the beginning. Because now you have an open, followed by Army Tank Chase B-roll, followed by Tigers highlights, followed by weather maps and close. Okay, so we'll be using it a little bit more often. That is not a scheduled tag, but what we do have a difference here is we have three full screens. So the main thing is for you guys who are CG operators and also two directors, you got to know what's your first full screen, what's your second, what's your third. All right, and it's a lot more to look at here because once you put these highlights on the air, you're basically saying, all right, roll tape, take VTR, ready dissolve CG. Now that not only are you listening to your sports anchor, but you're watching the highlights, and you're checking over here to make sure that we have the proper CG. Now, as far as a director, when the highlights are on the air, I don't expect you to look at everything, make sure everything's spelled correctly. That's the role of a graphics person. But notice here we have an American League board. This is the last page of your story. American League, National, and National. So basically what you're saying is while these highlights are on the air, you better make sure that when you say ready dissolve CG, we have the American League scoreboard called up. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for the title. Because if not, say something. Okay? Highlights still going on. No, no, wrong one, American League. There you go. All right. So we dissolve to it. Okay? When we say ready to advance CG, that's advance it to National League. Now there's two National League scoreboards. One has a variety of teams on it, and the last one has a doubleheader. Okay, so we have a doubleheader, Pittsburgh Pirates and Chicago Cubs. So it's not a mistake. It's just a doubleheader it pretty quick. Alright? So that's what you got. Alright, so there's another change here. We do have three full screens. We dissolve back to tail 3 for the Mickelson story meeting, shot at 3. Toss it over the weather. We'll show you your weather maps. Tail 2 is choppy, close at 3. We ended on a 4 shot, close it out with sound on 10. So the rundown sheet really is, for the most part, the same that you work with. Right. Lead news story, B-roll on the tag. Lead sports story has B-roll and an extra point. Those are your three changes right there. Okay. Besides different stories and things like that. So don't, when you look at this, because what happens is when people have a tendency to change, I know not everyone's gotten every piece of equipment yet. We should be hitting that hopefully right on Thursday. But what happens is when there's changes, people tend to forget about all the stuff that they know about. So what I don't want happening is, oh my god, they're so worried about these changes, oh my god, all these changes, and next thing you know, we forget how to calibrate a zoom lens in a sports shot. Those are the things we were trying to take one step forward, we end up taking two steps back because we're thinking too much about other stuff that we forget about what we already know. So we want to make sure we already have that in place as far as the type of shots you're looking for, calibrating the zoom lens, weather shots, a wide shot for the most part, sports is a medium shot, camera 23 for news or close-ups. Things like that. Don't forget that. Alright? Any questions on the rundown before we go through the script? Kind of break it down word, not word for word, but page by page. Show you the video. Okay. Alright, so let's take a look at the beginning of this. And again, nice job on the 5 minutes between truth call and showtime. We're going to continue right through the rest of the quarter with that. All right, so roll recorded bias of speed, fade up in black, camera two, zoom in. Okay? All right, so again, director, what you're trying to do is have those commands and save those commands right across from where you see where your commands are. When your director or when your talent's getting on the west side of Detroit, good evening, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so, roll tape, use a gun, put a DTR. Okay? Use a call, take DTR, dump mics, and here's what your open's going to look like. And actually, this right here, just so you know, this isn't really newsy at all. We just had a student about a year ago. They were just kind of playing around with some editing and some motion and stuff, and they just slapped something together. I mean, if you're into the editing thing, you got something 30 seconds long that has some sort of news, sports, whether you're kind of playing around with it, add some music to it. I mean, we could use it. It's not a big deal. We could use it. So this is what you got right here. It's a good beat, and it's really easy to dance. It really is. Even strap. You can write this thing down. Your main thing here is watching. These guys are getting blown away. Alright, when you see new sports and weather, then that means we're done. Kind of like the globe spinning, we got a couple seconds, but we got to get out of this before that bad boy goes to black. Take camera one, my cue. Okay? So that's what you're looking at right there. Okay? Any questions on that? Okay, now it is Valentine's Day coming up. So I got a little something else. If you guys want me to throw on some air supply, you can. Nope. Anyway. I'll throw down. You want Lost in Love? Making Love Out of Nothing at All? Which one you want? 9 hits on this bad boy. They're all slow. Alright, maybe we'll go Lost in Love. Because we can spin this up for it. Let's see. Alright, so no Fergie this week, but we got Air Supply for you on Channel 10. It's going to kind of got to go round. Okay. Alright, so very cool. Alright, so that's that. Now what we got to do is shuttle forward quickly and hit the brakes and get to the first seconds of video. Okay? And Brian B., you're in charge of the chopper. Yep. Real nice. Nice stuff.
Thank you.
Mike balance the camera next time, one blue. Okay?
I'll remember.
Alright, so let's get to the next one. Army Tape Chase, here we go. Take camera one, mic cue, fine in. Some of you guys are directors are really quick at that too. I like to take one, mic cue, fine in. Again, ID is roughly 3 to 5 seconds. We lose the font. Ready VTR. Okay, now here's the key. Ready VTR. You should be able to see where your VTR level is right here. Okay? That's where you should be able to check it out. Now again, we don't want to take the VTR until it's ready and rolling. Alright? So when you say as a director, and pretend to lay here, I'm looking up. Alright, I'm basically saying, okay, ready VTR, roll it. I'm checking it, and if it's not ready, well, first of all, if it is ready, take it. Take VTR. Put it in motion. Okay? But if another instance here is basically you're saying, okay, lose spot, ready VTR, roll it, and you're looking up, and it's like, okay, it's not there. Remember what I said earlier about news. You have flexibility. The video is just going to enhance the story. The copy is going to give you facts and details. So what that means is you should be able to take VTR here, but you know what? If we have to wait for the tape operator for a few seconds, we're cool. I'm going to give you that. They may still be shuttling forward. You know what I mean? But if they get it within 3 seconds, 4 seconds, all right, roll and take. We took it a little late, but that's okay. As long as we didn't take paused video or we didn't take the countdown or someone shuttling back and forth, we don't want any of that. Okay? And of course, we're going to tag it up as well, too. But again, another situation is this. All right, ready VTR, roll it. Okay, it's not ready. Okay, it's not ready. Come on, get it. Come on, all right. 3, 4, 5 seconds go by, and we still don't have it. You know what? Just forget it. Shuttle forward, get the sports, ready, camera three. We won't even show the video. Okay? This is your video that we're looking at. We always want to know, at least for this class, what is your last piece of video? Because we don't want this going to black either. And as a director, you should be looking at your videotape while this is on. Okay? It's a huge benefit, huge bonus if the tape operator, especially, can communicate with the director. This is where you can help each other out on shows. Because you can't physically do it on a graded deck. But if the tape op's saying, oh, we're going to go to black here. Going to black. All right, so that means, take camera. Take camera one. We're going to get out of this before it goes to black. All right, so here's your video that Brian B. did a nice job with, especially the
chopper stuff. We really didn't have chopper. Like this here. I mean, again, we got white belts. Herman's RV coming up. Oh! Vacation for Nick
this year. All right. Last shot, cop's butt. Right there. Okay? And I don't know what this person's trying to do over here. I have no idea.
Nice. All right. So, what were the, I don't know what's going on. But the point of the matter is we want to bail out of this thing. We want to make sure we remember to take back to the tag. All right, take back to camera number one so we tag it. And then we see that person just like I showed you earlier. All right? So we'll go over that again on Thursday because the key here is making sure, and we're going to be doing this over and over throughout this week and then much, much more. Because by the time we get to graded shows, you're going to have basically B-roll for every single store. So it's constant. Roll it, check it, take it, roll it, check it, take it, get out of it before we go to the flag. Right? Typically, these things are timed up so we can check the timer to see when the video is going to black. But here, we're not quite that advanced because we're, you know, we got you guys moving every single show.
Question about the wording in the script. In the first part, it says, of a runaway Army tank in I-75.
Should that say on? On I-75, yeah. And again, that wasn't done on purpose. It was actually done a mistake, but we really don't go back and change it. So it's up to you guys to read over those scripts. Always be aware of that. If you don't read over the scripts, then that could be a little bit of an issue. Okay, so we'll tag that back. The fire story, notice here, stories just do get a little bit shorter. Again, the shorter the stories, that means the more realistic it is, and that means the quicker you guys have to move. So that's a fire story. Then we're going to go to the marathon expansion. Again, same concept here. Camera 3 shoots sports. Ready, camera 2. Let me toss it over to sports. And here's so-and-so with sports. Same concept. Oh, yeah. So now we get the Tigers race. Okay. Now, just so you guys are aware, a little change of pace here. I'll give you two reasons on why we do this. One, for educational purposes, and two, for business purposes. Where it says in your Tiger's race script, about almost halfway down, it's right across from where it says ready dissolve CG. It says manager Jim Leland did not stick around. From that point, manager Jim Leland did not stick around, all the way down to the very bottom where it says race win 5-7. That is not going to be in your prompt. That will not be in your prompt. It's going to say in the prompt here, when you say, let's check out the highlights, it's going to say, look at script. So that means you're going to have a monitor right there. Highlights are rolling. It's up to you. If you want to just kind of look at your script, read along, and try to match it up, if you feel real comfortable and confident that, hey, I can kind of go by this, but I can add up a little bit, even better.
You said
from
manager Jim Leland to where?
Well, manager Jim Leland all the way down to the very bottom. Will not be in the front. Okay? Now, if you don't know anything about sports, all I ask you guys to do is read it at an up-tempo pace, just like you would for news. Okay? If you know a lot about sports, awesome. Ad lib. Have fun. Okay? Stick within around the script, but have fun. Okay? Because therefore, then you are understand that, hey, listen, the video is going to go to black, and you're kind of matching along with it, we're in pretty good shape overall. All right? Now, main reason, educational reason, why we don't have this in the prompter is because what happens, and Donnie Hopps, the director track you heard last week, Thursday, he was the one who instituted this, which made sense. Because he was teaching this class for a while, and he's like, I'm just so fed up with the talent. Now, he's coming from a director standpoint. He goes, the talent, they're not even looking at the video, and they're reading off the prompter, and they're reading so darn slow, and what happens is the video's on play number 4, and they're still reading about play 2 and 3. And we're going black every single time. So it's kind of like, you know, no blinking, looking at the prompter. Reality version for me is that half the time, if not most of the time, this word-for-word crap isn't even done for you. You don't have time. You cut the highlights, you scribble a couple notes down, on we go. So a lot of times this isn't even done. You got little chicken scratch notes and you're watching the video and just seeing what you got, just trying to ad-lib. So here we are. We're giving it to you word for word. It's just not going to be fun. People tend to read a little faster when they're looking at your script. Okay? But the main thing is for directors, and this goes throughout the entire quarter, you've got to make sure this video does not go to black, especially for sports. Now, this video here, we gave you a little extra pack. The reason is because it's the first time you're using it. So let's kind of roll with this here. We'll go through some of these names. Of course, manager Jim Leland is how you pronounce that, Leland. All right.
Let's go down to where it says, give Detroit pitcher, right at the start of the second to last paragraph. Give Detroit pitcher Max Scherzer.
Try to say that fast.
Max Scherzer. Okay. Matt Joyce, easy one. Last paragraph, Matt Garza. Again, just go through the names. You don't have to know who these people are. Two outs away in Gerald Laird. That's about five sentences from the bottom. Gerald Laird. Okay. And then one out from perfection, Ramon Santiago. Ramon Santiago, so the lazy fly ball. Okay, so let's take a look at your highlights. All right, so Tigers getting no hit tonight. Manager Jim Leland did not stick around for this one. He gets tossed early, getting a bad call in the third. He missed a good one, for sure. Give Detroit pitcher Max Scherzer some credit. He did not allow a hit until the sixth, right? Then the roof completely caved in. Bases, juice, Matt Joyce to play. There goes the no-hitter, the shutout, and the game. Grand slam to right, 4-0 Rays. The story of the night, no question, is this guy right here, Matt Garza. He takes a no-hitter into the ninth inning, two outs away. And, of course, Gerald Laird can't really hit anything anyway. Can't pull the trigger on this nasty curve. One out from perfection. Ramon Santiago sends a lazy fly ball to right. Catch is made. Matt Garza is now part of baseball history. Rays win it 5-0. Dissolve CG. So we're going to give you a little bit of man love here. Okay? There's Verlander clapping. Now, once you see him clapping, you know, hey, we don't have much time. All right? So, director... And I'm going to be on you Thursdays and Fridays here on this. When you're watching these highlights, when you're saying take the baseball highlights, what I don't want to see you doing is this. Because that means you're not paying attention to CG, you're not paying attention to the highlights. You can hear your anchor, okay? But really watch the highlights, because even if they're still talking, they may still be talking about Ramon Santiago's lazy fly ball. But if this video is going to black, let's get out of this thing. Dissolve CG, don't catch up to this. Or if you want, you can say, oh, ready, three, take three. We'll tag it back on three if they're a wave on. For the most part, just get to the CG. The beautiful part about a CG is it doesn't go to black. So you dissolve the CG, unless the person changes it over there and all things get screwed up over there. But the B-roll goes to black. The CG can stay there all day if you need it. Okay? So keep that in mind as we go. Any questions on the Tigers Rays? Yes, sir.
Was that a real perfect game or just a no-hitter?
That was a no-hitter.
All right, so it's a no-hitter. Perfection that...
So, yeah, it was 2 hours away from, well, perfection meaning no man.
Okay.
Obviously, a real man would have a perfect game.
Right.
This guy just didn't know him, so really, really didn't do that good of a job.
All right, let's head to the scoreboards. Now, I think you had a misspelled word here. I want to make sure I get this right because scores. The second one down says Tribe Climbers, a twin 7-0. Big Tribe fan. Made it up completely. All right. But it's not Carlos Santana, it's Carlos Santana. That's his real name, just like the guitar. Carlos Santana. Okay. Take a look at any other names. I think they're pretty easy. I was going to put, there's a guy who used to play for the Cubs. I think he plays for the, I don't know who he plays for. But his last name is Cucadome. Okay. This is what I'm saying about being careful. It actually looks like Dome. When you look at the name. So I was going to put that in there, but I didn't. Actually, I was in Chicago with a man's trip. Buddies of mine, we just pick a city and let's go, and this caused all chaos over there. So I went to Chicago. Buddy of mine is a sports broadcaster, and we're going into Wrigley Field, and I've seen all these shirts with the name Pukadone. Okay, I didn't know who this guy was. I didn't chase me. Is this a joke? Who is this guy? Oh, it's Dice K. Pukadone, whatever his first name is. Pukadone said, oh, okay. And sure enough, the Tiger broadcast team. This was a few years back. And I remember listening to this. I forgot which one it was. It wasn't Dickerson. I think it was the other guy. He's basically saying, well, the Cubs got a win today, 3-2. And I was just paused. I don't think I'm allowed to say this on the air. I said, oh, that's Spooky Dome. So you got to be careful with those words. These are easy. Be very careful. All right. So then we're going to dissolve back to three. We ready VCR for Chroma VFX. And we get our weather going. All right, so once you see Verlander clapping, we are going to that. Here's our weather. Okay. Again, I believe this does have an extended forecast. We'll check it out together here. With current temperatures, you know, you talk about out west, out in the Plain States, a little hot, a little humid out in Goodland, Rapid City. You know, St. Louis, 84, but you kind of get to our neck of the woods here.
We're looking pretty good. Not too hot. Actually, a little bit just right. Cleveland 68, Chicago 72. That heat wave is going to hit us. The can miss us. Whatever. You'll be here tomorrow, whatever you want to say. Those current temperatures don't have to hit every single city, obviously. But just go with the flow here. Once this map changes, you go to local radar here, Mount Pleasant 70, Rochester 73. For the most part, we're in the low to mid 70s, which is really, really good right now. In fact, the high today will be 78 or 80, whatever you want to say. Of course, then you got an extended forecast coming up. Once you see the extended forecast, you bail on out. And maybe, you know, again, sum it up 7, 8 seconds, 9 seconds, be done. Back in the shot, we'll send it back to you guys. Okay. That will be going to black. And it's probably on there for about maybe 14, 15 seconds. But again, try to be done in about 7, 8 seconds, no more than 10, so that doesn't happen right now. Okay? All right. Any questions so far?
How about Choppy? How about our kicker story, Choppy?
Great story. You'll love it. All right. So we get to the end. Here's your close. Four. It's up to you guys. It's only going to be for Thursday. A little wailing guitar in there? Forget about that. We don't need this. We need this. So, piano, good stuff. Guys, keep in mind, everyone doesn't like... There's no one that really likes Air Supply, but you just can't help but sing to Air Supply. I mean, it's there, and it's there. And they really sound great in concert. I'm not really good. All right, so there you go. Any questions on... Sure.
That's making love on nothing at all. Remember that?
All right, any questions on the strips? And again, that is for Thursday and Friday. We'll mix it up. You know, once we get to now, since we have a little bit of time, let me go through a couple things with you on the video. Let me rewind this.
Can I take that out?
All right. One thing I'm going to have you guys do at the beginning of each show, whether it's this week or next week, it'll probably be this week, because we do have to get to things just a little quicker because of the size of the class. What I'm going to have you guys do, we talked last week about the chroma key hue gain and clip on the switcher and bringing in the weather, the little knobs up there to make sure it's in. But what we're going to do is try to get you guys to bring in the weather before each show. Don't assume it's done, because right now I've done it for you. Okay? So what we're going to do is basically before each show, camera one, swing over, get a weather shot. And we'll just show you how to bring that thing in while you're in black, so then therefore you can check it, and life is good. And then we know that it's already set. So therefore, there's no surprises when you get to weather. Ready VTR for chroma key effects. Hit VTR, background key, it should be right there. And if anything, just minor little adjustments. That's one of those things throughout the course of graded shows. And in fact, you can even ask the last class. Things are going smooth. And all of a sudden, middle of one day, the background and key are lost. How did that happen? My guess is it's probably one person who's getting ready for weather. And they either didn't know how to do it, or what happened was, when the director said ready VTR for effects, they had ready VTR, they forgot to hit background and key one, which would bring it in, right? They didn't do that, they look up, it's like, well, where the hell's the person? Oh, well, let me start doing this, all right? And all you had to do was hit this, you forgot that one step. So therefore, it was jacked up for that show. Then the next person coming in thinking, oh, well, it's been fine for, I don't know how long, the last couple of weeks, okay. And the next thing you know, it's like it's a domino effect. Then hopefully we get someone who's, you know, understanding what the heck's going on here and fix it up. All right. And usually the response I get is, hey, Tom, this thing is all screwed up, man. Technically, there's a problem. It's like, no, the technical operator. It's the problem. Just need to fix it up. We already talked about it. And I'll get people in the lunch area. You'll hear them say, oh, that's not fair. That's not fair. I mean, it's like, no, it's fair, dude. Just we already talked about it. Just got to get someone smarter than you to come in here and try to fix it. Because it's not if there's technical problems, I'm not going to mark you down for that. So, but nonetheless, on the tape operator, that's the main thing I want to talk about here since we have a little bit of time. Tape. Let's just say, for example, you got the video open going, okay? And we're cruising through with this, right? Okay? And the director says, all right, take camera one, mic cue. So we take camera one, mic cue. That's camera one on a white card. Now over here, we need to shuttle quickly. All right? So let's just say you're having all sorts of trouble getting to this thing, and you're not there, and we're not even close. And the director says, roll it, and you're not there yet. What I don't want you to do is just kind of do one of these. It's like, okay, hold on. Okay. Sit there and wait. Now remember what the director just said to you 5 seconds ago. They said, roll it. Okay? So that doesn't mean, okay, roll it. Okay, I'm trying to get there, Okay, got it. Okay. I'm waiting for the roll. No, remember they said roll it 5 seconds ago. So it is kind of a rush in a way. All right? So if you got, again, you're seeing it over here. You know this thing's playing. Okay? We get this off the air. Take one, my cue. All right, let's just say. Roll VTR. Okay, hold on. Rolling. Take it. Perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for. That's the communication I'm talking about as far as tape operators. Okay? You know, you say, roll tape, not ready, efforting. We use that term a lot. Efforting. Got it. Rolling. Take it. All right. And even at the end, directors, you should be aware of this anyway. That's your responsibility to make sure the video's rolling or if it's about to go to black. But that's okay if verbally the tape operator's saying, hey, listen, we're about to go to black. Oh, ready, one, take one. That's what I'm talking about. Now, let's just say, for example, another scenario is the director forgets to tell camera three to shoot sports. That camera three, you're going to hang there. You're going to hang there and hang there and hang there. And, of course, if you're the assistant director, it's not your job, okay? Not your job, because your job is technically to look over the cameras, make sure the shot composition's good. And I don't want you taking over the show. However, if you notice, camera three is not shooting sports. Okay, don't take over the show. Director, we have no camera shot on sports. Oh, camera three shoots sports, thanks. Okay, that's the verbal stuff you can help each other out with. Okay, all right, ready, Fawn in. Fawn's not ready, don't have. Okay, forget Fawn. All right, let me know when it's ready if you got it. All right, we got it, all right, Fawn in. It's confusing because there's a lot of voices in your head. Okay, but that's typical. That's typical stuff. As you'll see next week, if you thought in here was bad for the first week with a lot of people talking at once, you're going to be astonished with what you hear next Monday when you hear this stuff. It's just constant talking. You just got to really decipher what's for me. When are they talking to me? What's my responsibility? So here it's much more laid back, but you're still going to have a lot of talking. Keep in mind, I'm going to be talking a lot too. The farther and farther along we go in the show, that means hopefully the less talking I'm going to do. In fact, even towards the tail end of Thursday, I actually sat down for about 10 seconds while you guys were setting up, which was good. That's a good thing, right? Basically letting you know, hey, listen, I'm here if you need me. Okay. But hopefully by tomorrow or by Thursday, your goal here hopefully is basically I shouldn't have to help you out with camera shots. I may have to help you out with engineering station, and if there are questions on camera shots in engineering, absolutely. Right? But I'm hoping cameras number one, two, and three, you know what kind of shots we're looking for. And AD, I hope you know what kind of shots we're looking for. So therefore, there's really no question. I'll just kind of look at it maybe 30 seconds, minute before air. Heck, even during preview while the show's going on. Camera one's a little loose. Camera three looks great. Camera one, tighten up. Okay. So at this particular point, it's more or less you guys start doing your thing. And it's not that I don't want to help, okay? Because that's why I'm off in the distance there. But I'm there if you need me, but yet getting out of your hair. Okay. The main things I'm going to be barking about and talking about and yapping about is more or less the really changes and typically stuff that I typically see that are problems with this particular script. Okay. Any questions on it? Okay, good deal. We will get some white balancing out of the way once I get attendance out of the way here as well, too. So we'll go with today's group. Let's see, that would include. Right after 10. So we did Barry, RJ, Juana, that's when I used to spell your name incorrectly because this was done 2 weeks ago. Armin, Minnie, Corey, and Christian. Okay? And of course, for whatever reason, Mercy and Alicia are not on the list. We'll get you on this. We'll mark you down. Figure out where we're going to work off. Okay, guys, 11 o'clock, you're next.